Hi, and welcome to Radio Gaga at Planet FM 104.6, sharing life and experiences from disabled people, by disabled people, for disabled people. Each week, we bring you stories based around our multiple abilities. You don't have to wait any longer to listen to insightful views, news, and reviews from around your community. We invite you to join us as we show you our community. Radio Gaga wants you to understand our dreams for a truly inclusive Auckland.
Welcome to Radio Gaga on 104.6 FM with Mel and Josh. In studio today we have a talented artist called Cosmo. How are you today, Cosmo?
I am very good.
Good, and you're going to play some music for us today. What's your piece called?
Well, it's an original. It's called Road Tripping.
Great. Well, that will be good when I go on holiday in a few weeks. How are you today, Josh?
Good.
What do you look forward to about hearing Cosmo's music?
Just hearing his guitar.
Yes. All right, then. Well, after some music, we'll come back and interview Cosmo. Radio Gaga with Mel and Josh. We have Cosmo in studio.
Hello. Hello, Cosmo. How are you today?
I am good.
So what do you like to do with yourself and what sort of hobbies do you like?
Well, I like snowboarding and surfing and obviously playing music.
How long have you been playing music for?
Can't remember how long, but it's been quite some time. Started at year 8. Now I'm 24.
Okay, and did they give you any assistance at school in year 8 to learn the guitar?
Yeah, I had a music teacher for a while, and then my neighbour sort of taken over doing music lessons with me.
Okay, so you got some tutoring outside of school as well.
Yeah.
Awesome. And in year 8, how old would you have been then?
Going back then would probably be early teens.
Yeah, 13, 14,
yeah.
I suppose. And did you feel like you had to, that it would have been better if you learnt music when you were younger than that age?
No, I'm a fast learner.
Oh, okay, yes. And what kind of things have you done with your music? Have you played your own gig or have you been in a band?
No, not really. I'm really just a solo artist. I've played with friends in their houses, but not really proper gigs.
Okay, because a couple of weeks ago, I was on Guitar Hero for the first time. And I know that's probably so amateur to you, but...
No.
Do you play the game as well?
No.
No.
Sometimes. I don't have it.
You're a real artist, right? Yeah. But playing with your friends, have you ever talked about going out there and showing everyone what you're made of?
Back at school, I sort of ran an idea of going to battle as a band with one of my other guys, friends.
Okay.
But never really entered.
Yeah, because you could travel with your music too, especially if you love snowboarding and you know, those winter activities. Because oftentimes when it's summer here, you could go overseas and do that and, you know, busk somewhere or put on a gig here and there, because people would be quite interested in you because you are from New Zealand, first of all, and secondly, you have a disability as well,
yeah.
Which you may or may not want people to know, but because of your intellect and how you're able to learn fast, you may be able to just pick up a song really fast that they request. Are you able to do that? If someone requests a song, you like get a general idea of the tune and the beat and everything?
I don't really know. Like, I only write my own songs.
So you write your own songs?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. About disabilities, are you capable of telling us what your disability is?
Yeah. It's just a learning disability, eczema.
Okay.
Dyslexia.
Dyslexia.
Yeah.
Josh, do you experience any of that?
No, but I know a friend of... I know a person who has dyslexia and she writes backwards.
Ah, can you do that, Cosmo?
No.
Okay, but you do write your own music. And what inspires you to write the lyrics and stories that you want to tell through your music?
Oh, just life.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
I try to come up with ideas where that's out and about on.
Okay, and does your dyslexia hold you back from reading music, or have you adapted to?
No, I can't really read sheet music.
Okay.
I'm okay with tabs here and there.
Yeah. All right. So you've been able to just automatically pick up a tune and replay it, right?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Well, you just have to keep practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And has your disability held you back from performing a lot more than you've wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in which ways?
In ways like just going out there.
Yeah.
And, just...
Do you have some anxiety about performing in front of people?
No, just... Not really. Just sometimes struggle with actually playing the chords and singing at the same time.
Yeah. It would be multi-talented, you know. And you sing too, so you're going to sing and play for us
today? Yeah, I've been practicing this song for a couple of weeks now.
Okay. And is there anywhere in the world you want to travel to, or even in New Zealand, and play your music?
Yeah.
Yes?
In New Zealand, Raglan.
Oh, Raglan.
I've been there a few times.
Yeah. Do you come from there, though?
No.
Are you from Auckland?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And whereabouts did you grow up in Auckland?
In Dairy Flat.
In Dairy Flat? Okay, not far from me on the North Shore.
No.
All right. All right, well, after some music, we'll hear from Cosmo. All kisses, all it takes, all in love and possibilities, and it's like all you
let me take the night, I'll love real easy. And I know that you still wanna see me on the Sunday morning music real loud. Let me love you while the moon is still out. Something in you lit up heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep, cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. Oh, yeah. I just wanna feel your skin on mine. Steal your eyes, do the exploring. Passion in the message when you smile. Take my time. There's something in you lit up heaven in me. The feeling won't let me sleep. All it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. Oh, yeah. See you on the land in your eyes. Might need your company tonight. Something you do, yeah, of heaven to me. The feeling won't let me sleep. Cause I'm lost in the way you move, the way you feel. One kiss is all it takes. Possibilities, I look like all you need. One kiss is all it takes, falling in love with me. Possibilities, I look like all you need. Oh, yeah.
You're on Radio Gaga with Mel and Josh. Cosmo, take it away.
Road tripping down south, destination Manu Bay. Strangely arousing.
And have you done a lot of road tripping around New Zealand already?
Just Whangarei.
Yeah.
Coromandel and Raglan.
Did I hear you say whiskey in your song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it your favourite drink?
No.
No, what is your favourite drink?
Beer.
Beer? It's totally different.
Yeah, no, this sort of. Yeah.
Well, whiskey will keep you going as long as you're not driving.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to a whiskey tasting in the dark in a couple of weeks' time. So, and then we're going on a holiday down south to the South Island. So hopefully we don't fall into a glacier.
Can I ask you a question, Mel? How is that going to work? Like drinking in the darkness, it's like you got to see what you're drinking. You got to see what you're having. You don't know.
Well,
okay, that's something really unique and something new.
Well, that's right. So you know how I work as a waitress in Dining in the Dark?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they're having a whiskey tasting in the dark. So we get three different types of whiskey, and they're all going to be at different price ranges. So I guess the game is to guess how much they would be for a shot of it, or, you know, which brand they are. So I think they're, like, hopefully going to be straight or, you know, on the rocks or something. So we're going to have to get an Uber home, I think. But there's two Tuffers too and a two-course meal, so that should wash it all down all right. Yeah. So maybe Cosmo would like that too.
I'd like to give them a price at probably $50. Oh, no, maybe $20 per shot, maybe.
That would be a lot.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have enough to go road tripping, would we, Cosmo, after that?
Yeah.
No.
No. Mm. Well, if Cosmo ever gets to a chance to go to Dining in the Dark, Don Lomwa, I'll shout him a beer. And, Cosmo, how much was your guitar?
This one, it's a funny story. I got it half price. They had the wrong price tag on it in the shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you don't need to negotiate a deal?
No, I was like, I'll have this for this price.
Yeah, and what kind of guitar is it? Because it's pretty spiffy and really nice.
Yeah, it's a Epiphone Les Paul.
So okay.
It's made by Gibson.
Gibson. Oh, everyone knows that name, don't we?
Yeah, so yeah. It's the Les Paul Special 2.
Okay, and how long have you had your guitar for?
This one, about a year.
Okay.
I had two recently sold, one electric.
Ah, yes. And do you prefer the electric over acoustic? Or
No. I'm actually thinking about getting an acoustic.
Oh, right. So. Okay. I always think the hottest guys play acoustic guitars. I won't show my boyfriend, you know, videos I have of other guys playing guitars. No, but you'll catch all the ladies, I'm sure.
I can't. I'm engaged.
You're engaged? Oh, no. Well, you should have got an acoustic guitar, but I'm sure she loves you, or he loves you just as much for what you do. Oh, well, congratulations on your engagement. That's fantastic. So when are you getting married?
Next year.
Next year? Whereabouts?
Haven't really decided, but yeah.
Yes, is there a love note you want to say to your special someone?
Only that she's the most beautiful girl in the whole entire world.
Aww.
Oh, that's so sweet, Cosmo. All right, let's hear some more music.
I've been a liar, been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. All my sins need holy water, feel it washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, truth in my lies right now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
He's coming home with his neck scratched to catch black. Sweat jackets and dress slacks mismatched on his breast jacket. He's a sex addict and she just wants to exact revenge and get back. It's a chess match. She's on his back like a jetpack. She's kept track of all this internet chats. And guess who just happens to be moving on to the next? Actually just shit on my last chick, and she has what my ex lacks. Cause she loves danger, psychopath. And you don't fuck with no man's girl, even I know that. But she's devised some plan to stab him in the back. Knife in hand, says the relationship's hanging by a string. So she's been on the web lately. Says maybe she'll be my Gwen Stacy.
Spider-Man. And I know she's using me to try to play him. I don't care. Hi, Suzanne. But I should have said hi, Suzanne, after the first night. But tonight I am.
I've been a liar, been a thief. Been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water. They're washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. Gonna cause this pain. Truth in my life. Now I'm falling like the rain. So let the river run.
My nightstand turned into nightstand. It was called some light scram. Now we got a tight end.
He found out. Now she feels deserted and used, cause he left. So what, he did it first to her too? Now how am I supposed to tell this girl that we're through? It's hard to find the words, I'm aloof, nervous and pseudo. Witness to hurt, but what you deserve is the truth. Don't take it personal, I just can't say this in person to you. So I revert to the studio like Cole in the Wall Diners. Don't have to be reserved in a booth. I just feel like the person who I'm turning into. Irreversible, I prayed on you like it's church at the pew. And now that I got you, I don't want you. Took advantage of my thirst to pursue. Why do I do this dirt that I do? Get on my soapbox and preach my sermon and speech. Detergent and bleach is burning the wound. Cause now with her in the womb, we can't bring her in this world to the new. To use protection for our feet until you're forbidden fruit.
I've been fuck. A liar, been a thief. Been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water. They're washing over me. Well, little one, I don't want to admit to something. All it's gonna cause is pain. The truth in my life. Now I'm falling like the rain. So let the river run.
My name,
oh,
my name,
oh,
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 river runs.
We'll let the river run.
Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Hey, what can I say? If life was a highway, deceit was an enclave, I'd be swerving in five lanes. Speeds at a high rate, like I'm sliding on ice, maybe. That's what I made, but came at you sideways. I can't keep my lies straight. But I made you terminate my baby. This love triangle left us in a rectangle. What else can I say? It was fun for a while. Bet I really would have loved your smile. Didn't really want to love, boy, but fuck it, what's one more lie? To tell our unborn child.
I've been a thief, been a lover, been a cheat. Oh, my sins need holy water. Feel it washing over me. Well, little one,
sorry.
I don't want to admit to something. If all it's gonna cause is pain, the truth in my lies now are falling like the rain. So let the river run.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your song and what is it and what's the story behind your song?
Yeah, sure. So, I came home from work one night after house-sitting, or still house-sitting my sister's place when she was in Australia. And my fiancé was back at her house. I thought, I don't really want to stay here alone, and, yeah, well, I don't really want to go home either. I was just straight to surf, and, oh, Mum, I'm going down south. No, you're not. So, Mum, I'm going down south. So, the next morning after basketball training, I in my coffee meeting,
yeah.
I drove down south and went for a surf. Come back from surf, I met up with one of my favourite bands.
Which one is that?
Strangely Arousing. They're originally from Raglan.
Oh, really? I've not heard of that one. I need to check them out.
And so I just hung out with them for a bit and then drove them back to Auckland. And just driving back was like, oh, here's a few lines. And remembered that, got home, just played on guitar and kept playing it until I wrote the song.
Yeah, and did they teach you how to play any of their songs as well?
I'm still actually chasing them down for that.
Are you still chasing them down?
I've got the chords for one of the songs.
Yeah.
Just trying to see if I can get them to show me actually how to play that song.
Call them out, Cosmo. No, yeah, Cosmo's too shy, but yes, that band from Raglan. Please get in contact with Cosmo.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, well, that is a good story because it's just, you're just taking bits and golden nuggets from your life and little trips and meetups with different people that you've never met before and making it into something.
And, putting places in New Zealand I've been can relate to people that actually from those areas.
That's right, and they should hear what you're doing, because that's a very Kiwiana kind of song, and very just like, just sit back and relax and chill out to that kind of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you thought about recording it officially?
I've recorded it at home.
Yes.
On my own little mini recording studio program.
Yeah, you need to send out your EP to producers and studios, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad we could feature you today because you're a wonderful artist and have a great personality and a great character that we can all relate to. And you're just a very relatable and inspiring, because anyone that goes about living their life fully and wanting to meet new people and have different experiences can do something like you have and write music from their heart and from their soul.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thank you, Cosmo, for coming in today. I wish you the best of luck with your music.
Thank you very much, Cosmo. It was very, a little bit emotional and a little bit cool, because you made up the song by yourself, and it's like sort of like me. I can listen to a track and then pick up a beat out of my head and just say the words to it without writing it down or anything. I can just like say, with like the song "The River Run," I can make up rhyme, a bit of rapping for that, and then to say the lyrics to that, but making up my own version.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's really, really cool what you've done today.
Yes, thank you two are very much. Similar. Yeah, I think you two should jam together sometime, right? All right. Well, thanks, Cosmo. I hope we see you again. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Renaissance Group, a supporting living provider in Auckland. If you'd like to find them, you can find them at www.renaissancegroup.org.nz. If you'd like to check out Radio Gaga, you can find us on facebook.com/Radio Gaga 104.6 FM. Thank you, everyone, for listening today, and we'll see you next week. Radio Gaga, Radio Gugu, Radio Gaga. All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Gaga. Radio was new, so I'm still love you.
Thanks for listening to Radio Gaga. Remember, listen every Wednesday, 1 p.m. or any time online at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Gaga, where we will share another week's insights. Also remember, this program is available for 7 days after this broadcast, so grab your friends, family, workmates and community groups to listen online when it suits them. Join us Wednesdays at 1 p.m. for more news from disabled people, by disabled people and for disabled people.